Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Mind your language. I was riding on the Paseos recently with my friend Tom, and we came to a standstill at the end of our ride to say our goodbyes. Two young women, one pushing a stroller, came walking past us, and one of the ladies was dropping F-bombs as she was describing someone or something she was unhappy with. She had quite a loud, booming voice, and other people walking by were rolling their eyes, aghast at the vile diatribe coming out of this young mother's mouth. I decided to ask her if she could mind her language and maybe use different adjectives to describe her frustration. I thought it would help if I pointed out she had little ears in the stroller. My theory didn't go down too well, as she immediately pounced on me verbally and began directing her spew towards me. Tom was like, dude, not a good move. Have you noticed that vile language and the lack of common courtesy is becoming more common? When did bad language become more socially acceptable? I'm starting to hear foul and disgusting language even more now in the workplace. In my mind, what makes it even worse is when I hear it from senior leaders as they set the tone for the organizational culture. I was in a client meeting recently and the chief operating officer started dropping F-bombs to express his frustration about a situation with someone. I was about to deliver a keynote address for another client a couple of weeks ago, and our client contact, who happens to be the human resources director for diversity and inclusion, started using really vile language to describe how much she hated her boss. This doesn't seem to be a generational or gender problem, and therein lies the rub. Is bad language still regarded as taboo, or is it now deemed good for us to let off steam by using such horrid language? I decided to raise this with one of our other clients over lunch. I won't name the organization, but she works for a well-known, federally funded research and development center that's a household name. The lady I'm referring to is very smart. She has a master's degree in organizational development and works in human resources at a very senior level. After sharing my observations with her about the increasing use of bad language in general discourse, and especially within the workplace, she rather patronizingly told me that the use of colorful language has now been scientifically proven to be a good way of letting off steam. She continued by explaining to me it can be an effective way of the distributor of such diatribe to let go and distress. I was absolutely stunned when she said her organization now actively encouraged their leaders to swear in meetings as they believe it creates a better, more inclusive and healthier culture. Huh? Driving home, her highfalutin suggestions were racing through my feeble mind, and it occurred to me that there seemed to be no recognition whatsoever of how the person on the receiving end of the foul language was impacted. It all seemed to be about how the person dishing out the dirt felt. Call me old-fashioned, but it seems like we've come to a sad state of events when bad language is increasingly being regarded as good, especially in a professional work setting. My advice is not to fall into this trap. Good is still good, and bad is still bad. That truth is innately written on the human heart. People deep down still know what's right and what's wrong. See, light shines brighter as the darkness gets even darker. So, as an employee, a supervisor, a senior leader, or an entrepreneur, I encourage you, I plead with you to mind your language. See, little ears are listening.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.